is enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. McKenzie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I am back from the dead. Yesterday, I just suffered a severe migraine. It was the worst. I haven't had one of those for a really long time, but it was, if anyone suffers from migraines, it was crazy. I felt nauseous, and then when I saw light, it like killed, my eyes hurt. I just was like throbbing all day. So it was, I really laid in my bed all day, took migraine stuff, took a ton of Advil, and just did nothing. And I finally, it didn't subside till like the afternoon.
Dice, migraines are the worst.
I was so nervous all night, and that's why I woke up. So I was thrilled that Chloe Money, our beautiful intern, apparently rolled well because I came
well
to work
enough.
Today.
Yes.
And I don't have to do the box of shame. So thank you, Chloe Money. She's smiling.
I actually rolled the lowest number, and I will face the box of shame later on this morning around 7:50, 6:50 Central. So make sure you check us out for that. Also, Instagram, you'll see a lot of it. If you don't follow us already, it's Joe and McKenzie. So, okay, kind of a relaxing, recovering day yesterday. Glad you're feeling better. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your day yesterday?
My day was a little busy. Oh, I had my critique for my dance that I did on Sunday, and I thought I was going to go really bad, but it didn't at all. They didn't tell me that I sucked. I got scored pretty high.
Wow.
Yeah, which I was really excited about. And then I just did some errands and just got some things done around my house. And then I also went out and watched some basketball with my boyfriend and some of his friends. My mic went out.
Mark that down. 6:12, 5:12 Central when the mic cut out.
But I think my boyfriend thought it was going to be like a double date. So he like made sure. He was like, hey, like, will you come? Because I think this guy is like bringing his girlfriend and like I don't want her to feel weird, so like, will you come? And I was like, yeah, I'll skip out on going to like a cycle bar class just so like I can be there. And then I was the only girl, and I was like, this happens all the time. But yeah, but it was good. And I mean, basketball is in full swing right now, so it was a lot of fun.
All right, cool. Pork Chop, what about you? How was your day?
It was good. I got a lot done, kind of, but not really, because I mentioned how my registration on my car, it expires today.
Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I went to, like, the motor vehicle place, and they were closed due for, like, election day. Like, they were a polling station.
You were so pumped. I'm so proud of you, because I know you were like, okay, I got to get this done. And then you go, and you can't do it.
I know.
Dang
and
it.
They're closed on Monday, so it's like, great. Now here we are Wednesday. So they did give me some forms that I need to fill out, because the car is registered to my dad. He's in New Jersey. So it's like, So I got to send my dad these forms today. Hopefully he can send them back. And then I'll go register my car.
You're adulting so hard. I have to do the same stuff. I have a bunch of car stuff I got to do. But I'm like, ooh.
I know. What else did I do yesterday? My boyfriend cooked a really good dinner. He made like a baked spaghetti. And one of the ingredients was cream cheese. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Really? I never have. And it was so freaking good. It was delicious.
She's like cracking up over there.
I am so happy for Pork Chop, like, because he's eating this good meal. I was like, did you know that they make macaroni and cheese?
Bless his heart. Like, I'm so happy that your boyfriend is in your life.
And he wanted me to bring some in for you guys, but I was like, they're like weird and germaphobes.
There's two things. That if you're a listener, we love you, but we will not eat your food if you bring it in just for safety reasons.
Yeah,
you know what you put into it.
They won't
Same
even
thing
eat
with
my,
your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what he put into
we
it.
We just don't want to be roofied, okay?
All right,
it's cool.
Right.
Well,
not by your boyfriend. I mean by like random.
Your boyfriend. Freaking whatever.
It was so good though. Oh, and so he got a job. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I want to like protect his identity, keep him safe though. But he's got a job managing at a store somewhere in town.
Go boy!
So yeah. He's not held up hostage at your place.
Be more vague. He's managing somewhere in town. No, that's awesome though. Tom, congrats.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you.
Cool. Well, did you guys do what I did yesterday? Did everybody get to vote?
You know. I wanted.
It's a no. Oh boy.
Isn't that like a rude question to ask?
No, it's not rude to vote. It's rude not to vote.
I plead that. I guess I could have. Can you do it online here, or like, do they do it? Because on the West Coast.
Okay, Mackenzie, let's just.
On the West Coast, we got little ballots we could send it.
Mackenzie didn't vote. Intern Chloe didn't vote.
She can't vote. She's from England.
I was sick.
Okay. She's a resident. You jerk. Gosh.
Liv, did you vote?
No, I didn't.
But
I know who I would have voted for.
I don't care who you would have voted for. You didn't vote.
My family was blowing up our group text message because they are all from Kentucky. And the race there was so close. They're thinking they might have to do a recount.
Ooh.
Because that's
Kentucky,
how close it was.
Though,
less than 1%.
Fun fact, Kentucky doesn't do recounts. How
really?
Do I know this? Because I'm involved in the news and I know things.
Wait, does Kentucky really not do recounts?
They don't have to, no. Governor Bevin, who you're talking about, is in Kentucky. I was listening to the news. Yeah, because it was a big thing. This person might have unseated them. They were saying that they don't have to. It's not mandatory in the state of Kentucky to do a recall.
No,
I don't know
way.
How it is in
That's
Indy
insane.
Or Texas. I know. You think that'd be automatic if it's within
like,
a certain thing.
Look what happened in Florida back
in
the day.
Yeah, Chads. That's, nobody likes Chads now because of hanging Chads.
That was like 2000, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, well.
Wild.
Maybe can you guys get your lives together before the presidential election?
I mean, I feel like I didn't go to
you
work.
Have an
I can't
excuse.
Show up and just like vote.
Chloe,
I mean, I should have
people
voted,
come
though.
To America just to vote, and here you are not voting.
Well, cool. Thanks, Dad. I'm glad I got roasted on the opening break.
At least I represented for the show.
No,
I voted.
I normally always vote. Did All people right. post their cute little stickers I voted? Where's your sticker?
Mine's in my IG story. You don't wear it the next day. What am I going to wear? Like, hey, I got to wear this for the next month to make sure everybody saw that I voted.
You should have.
It's on Christmas.
That would have been so cool.
Oh, he's wearing it again. Great. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, last night, if you missed The Little Mermaid Live, no worries. I have your total recap. And the milk Mandy Moore is obsessed with.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, we are spilling the tea, starting off with The Little Mermaid Live. Did anyone watch it last night?
No, I was able to get out of it. I think my wife, Lindsay, did.
Yeah.
But then, like, This Was Us was on. I'm like, how are you going to pick the mermaid over This Is Us and Jack?
Well, this is sad for me. I didn't watch it, but I want to watch it today. They're saying it tanked. Like, ratings were not good. I was actually pumped about this one. I know they attempt live stuff all the time. But it sounded really cute. Here's a little taste of Under the Sea. Dream about going up there.
But that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you. Right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for?
Hey,
it
that
wasn't
just makes
me.
Happy.
Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? That's Shaggy.
Shaggy, yes.
It wasn't me. They caught
Shaggy.
Me under the coral.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Okay, we also had Queen Latifah as Ursula, and here's a taste of poor, unfortunate souls.
They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, "Spills us and a please," and I help them up. Yes, I do.
Wait, that's Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah killing
that sounded
it.
Great.
And John Stamos, here he is. He was Chef Louis.
Le poids. So, les poissons, how I love les poissons! Love to chop and to save little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bone. And oui, je suis toujours delish. Les poissons, hee hee hee, ha ha ha. With the clever I hack them in two.
Man, they sounded really good. Like, good
I
impressions.
Think I'm going to love this. I don't care if ratings were low. I know it's going to make me happy. I'm going to watch it.
It's kind of what people say about our show. Like, I don't care if they have low ratings.
I don't care
ratings.
If they stink. I like them.
I'm going to listen.
Exactly. Moving on to Shia LaBeouf, who says he was telling Ellen he is not a member of the Mile High Club.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No.
No?
No.
You seem proud of that.
Yeah, it's not my thing. No, I'm a cuddly cutie. I'm very 50s American. America. I'm very Rockwell.
Not wham bam, thank you, man.
No, that's
not
me.
You're a cuddly.
I'm a cuddly 50s Rockwell missionary boring sex guy.
Yeah.
I would never guess that about Shia LaBeouf because he's so intense and passionate. But apparently...
That doesn't mean he won't go in the back of a car.
He's not a mile high type of guy. Mandy Moore doesn't seem like that kind of gal. But get this, she's obsessed with yak milk.
Kind of rustic. You sleep in your sleeping bag, but you're sleeping on a bed. On
do they
some
have
sort
tea
of mattress.
There, I assume?
They do. They have yak milk tea.
Yak milk?
Yak milk tea, which I became obsessed with and wanted to like open a yak farm when I got home. I'm like, I'm obsessed with yak milk. Delicious.
Why
yes.
is it better than cow milk?
Cow's milk hurts my stomach, but yak's milk was fine.
Liv, can you have yak milk? Is that a possibility?
I don't know. I might have to try it out now.
Interesting. We should do a taste test. I'll try to track some down. You
I
guys
even,
in?
I 1,000%. I don't even know what a yak is, but count me in.
That could be like a box of shame punishment, like milk tasting.
Yak milk. Okay, I am on it. And Mandy says she hasn't released music for 10 years. How crazy is that? Because obviously she's killing it over on This Is Us and her other television projects. Ben Stiller also killing it. He has announced a celebrity auction for veterans.
Hi there, I'm Ben Stiller. Do you want to help veterans? There's a great organization called Homes for Our Troops, which builds and donates homes for severely disabled veterans. And this year, my friend Jake Tapper is doing an online auction to raise money for the organization. If you want to be able to buy George Clooney's Omega watch or come on the set of this new show that I'm producing and have a walk-on role, or have lunch with Bryan Cranston, go to www.ebay.com/HFOT. Help out our troops. Thank
How
you very much.
How cool is that, Ben Stiller? We love you so much. So it's an online auction of that celeb memorabilia, and you can win really cool stuff like lunch with Bryan Cranston, hello, walk-on roles.
Guys, I know what I want for my birthday. I want that walk-on role, okay?
Okay, done. And it benefits the charity, and they help build custom homes for severely wounded veterans. So...
That's a win-win
Ben
for
Stiller.
Everybody.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Look, am I being a germaphobe here or am I being cautious? Am I being cautious with what I'm kind of doing? Because there was an email. Did everybody see the email yesterday that got sent out?
Yes.
Yes, that was 1,000% about you. Yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like you're on my side. We're going to find out. I want to present my case and see, am I being a germaphobe here, or is this, like, legit things that I'm doing? It's the right thing to do.
It was like no one specifically got called out, but it was definitely about Joe.
All right, that's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Let me throw it out here that I am not trying to cause an issue. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not being a germaphobe here and that I'm actually doing the right thing. So if you know anything about medical field stuff, germs in general, would you join in the conversation? 833-563-2539. The reason why I'm throwing all these disclaimers out is what happened yesterday. We got an email. You might remember the email about me with a thriller incident. Not that, but...
This is an updated email.
This email was titled Lysol on the Mics.
Is that the subject?
Yes, the subject's Lysol on the Mics. And it says, team, not sure who keeps spraying the microphones with Lysol, but it doesn't need to be done every day. It's a super strong smell. If you're sick and don't want to get others sick, that's nice to you. But if you're that sick, stay at home. Thank you, program director.
To be fair, electronics aren't supposed to get wet. And if we're sending the engineers emails about Liv's mic not working, I'm surprised they haven't written back with, don't spray it with Lysol.
Well, here's the thing. I replied, it's me, with like the hand waving up in the air.
It was hilarious because he totally fessed up. He's like, it was me.
Well, yeah, it's just like, I'm not sick. I said, I do it to avoid everyone else's funk. And I was like, I'll go lighter next time. And then the boss is like, well, maybe you can just do it like once a week. I'm like, that doesn't kill germs the six other days I don't spray because I don't, first of all, go crazy. We have like a microphone cover so we don't pop our peas and do certain things, little behind the scenes radio things. So we sound decent on air. And I do it for myself and Mackenzie some days just to spray it, you know. And
so
I also
we take
wipe
the
down.
Covers off and then take them into the corner and he sprays them. So it's not like he's like just ksh, ksh, on the microphone into it.
Did you just say we? Are you confessing that you do it too?
She doesn't do it. I do it for
her. He does it, physically does it, but I...
Yeah. That's how she'll get out of being in trouble. Say, well, technically, Joe did it.
No, but if he's spraying his in the corner, I'm like, hey, give mine a little spray.
But I'm wondering, though, obviously electronic-wise, we know you can't spray like...
Directly
spray
into
onto
the
it,
microphone.
And we don't do that.
Yeah.
But if you are a nurse or a doctor or just work in healthcare in general here with, you know, germs and the flu and anything that could be contagious this time of year, 833-563-2539, maybe I am a germaphobe and I'm freaking out, and maybe I only need to spray once a week. I thought you had to do it every time.
Well, okay. Lysol kills 99.9% of germs, right?
That's what it says on the can.
How long does it kill them for?
Well, I assume when new germs are introduced, like let's say Porkchop right now, you have the flu and you don't even have symptoms yet, but you are carrying the flu. And if it's contagious, you're spreading it everywhere right now. Now, if I'm wiping it down, I have a shot of preventing that from happening. At least that's my understanding.
Right. I think it's funny. Everyone always used to make fun of me for I'd wash my hands in the restroom. Then I grab a paper towel to turn off the water if it wasn't automatic. Then I open the door with that paper towel so I didn't touch it and then throw it in garbage. And everyone made fun of me up until about like 5 years ago when they started placing garbage cans by the door because it was a smart thing to do.
Well, of course it is. You know what I love? I wish our job had it, but I've had it at some restaurants where they'll have like a foot hook on the bottom so you don't have to use your hands on the door.
And zigzag doors like in the airport. So, you don't even have to like touch a door to go in.
Exactly. Let's go to Adeline this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Do you know anything about, I guess, germs or, you know, the funk?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm actually a nurse on my way to work right now.
In Houston?
So, yes, in Houston. So I'm, you know, aware of all the germs and everything. I know you're doing the right thing because if you don't spray the microphone, okay, well, you don't have to spray the microphone every day with the Lysol spray, but what you can do is use like the Lysol wipes. And so it doesn't really get the microphone as wet, but you're still getting rid of those germs.
Okay.
So our mic muff is like cushion though. I don't know if we could use a Lysol wipe on the cushion.
Because it's kind of like a spongy absorbent thing. I feel like the spray is the better option.
Dabby dab dab dab.
But in general, however we get the antibacterial like juices flowing on it, it's something we should do daily and not weekly.
I mean, I guess I don't know about technology and microphones.
And no, it's fine. We take it off. It's not actually on the electronic. It's just like we take it off. Like if I was going to spray a blanket or something.
I'm just squeezing hand sanitizer into it. Is that wrong?
Yeah. Is that why it's crackling? Hey, thank you for being a nurse and for what you do. We appreciate you, Adeline. Let's go to Alice. Got a lot of A's this morning. Alice, you're on Joe McKenzie. Am I in trouble here or am I being smart?
Dude, I would totally do it. I work in a preschool, and I'm a preschool teacher. So we're not supposed to use Lysol spray. Hopefully my boss isn't listening to this, but I'm sure she has to smell it. She has to smell it. I just refuse. It's too many germs going around, especially, you know, kids have so many germs.
Bless your heart.
Every day.
I'm laughing.
Every single day.
Alice, I'm laughing because I'm envisioning you, like, spraying the kids with Lysol.
No, I don't spray the kids, I swear. I thought about it a few times. But I have sprayed myself when I got home before I even got in the shower. Just sprayed myself, took my clothes off, and got in the tub. Like, when somebody throws up in my room or something. And I'm not a germaphobe. I just don't want to get sick.
Ew, yeah.
I see you're, like, putting two fingers up, like, across. Like, get away from me!
Alice.
I can't imagine. You know, my little one wasn't allowed to bring hand sandy because, like, when they're little, they're scared the kids will drink it.
Oh,
shots,
who don't know what it is.
I've had that happen before. Funny story for some other time.
You drank hand sanitizer?
No. Okay, I'll make it really quick. I worked for promotions for a radio station in New York City, and I was out at a club, and one of our little promotions things was a spray hand sanitizer. So there's this drunk girl up on the stage, and I gave her one. She literally
thought it was a shot.
She put it in her mouth and like bit down, spit the cap off into the crowd,
savage,
and then chugged the hand sanitizer as if it was a shot. I was like, no!
Oh, what an animal.
And that was in the Jersey Shore, by the way.
To be fair, though, there is actually alcohol in hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
so
you can get drunk off of that.
So she knows she was doing.
Do not recommend that. Yeah, do not do that.
No, I watched a
documentary. No, it's bad for your teeth.
What happened?
I watched a documentary on Nickelodeon when I was like a little kid, and it was about these like people who were in like middle school and like junior high who were like already alcoholics, like in AA and in rehab, and they said that they used to drink it in school. And
elementary student kids?
Yeah, it scared the crap out of
me. But as a mommy germaphobe, I was so upset. Like, what do you mean she can't bring hand sanitizer?
That's terrible.
Your daughter has everybody hooked, Mackenzie. We have to get rehab now.
I know.
Hey, thanks for your advice and your help. I'm glad to hear it, but I hope our boss didn't hear any of this. So, hey, let's not podcast this today, okay?
Okay.
Don't put this up at joemackenzie.com. 911 dispatchers are fired for what they were watching instead of answering calls. I'll tell you what they were doing next with Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A 911 dispatcher supervisor in Florida was watching Netflix while a caller tried to get help. The victim's car windshield was fired upon with a gun, and they said it was over a half an hour before the call was dispatched to a police officer. She said the police didn't arrive in time, so she ended up driving herself to the police station. The call was eventually recorded as a suspicious incident and not a shooting. The two other dispatchers who first took the victim's calls have both been fired. The supervisor, check this out, was disciplined for failure to supervise and is expected to receive a 2-day suspension without pay. The police learned, like they did some research into this, the most used applications on the supervisor's work computer were Netflix, Hulu, and Xfinity TV. The three most things were watching shows on their TV.
Here's the number one question. What on Netflix was he watching?
That is not the number one question. It is, why the heck are they watching Netflix, Hulu, and TV? No, you're right,
That's
though.
That's scary. But, oh, so scary.
And they're getting paid good money and stuff to do that? Come on, guys, do your job. This is a heartwarming story. A 69-year-old Vietnam veteran is retiring early thanks to the generosity of his boss he's had for the past 13 years. The guy's name, Albert. He's been an auto mechanic under a guy named Rudy since 2006, and he was planning to retire after paying off his mortgage next year. Well, his boss paid off his mortgage so he can retire early.
What?
He says his boss cares about people and what happens. Rudy, the owner, said he would, talking about the guy that worked for him, would come into work every day, even when he was sick, just so that he could see that level of determination. You don't find that anymore with people. To give them something they've been yearning for their whole life, it's an incredible thing, and he's happy he can do that. So what a cool boss.
There are some great people in this world, that's for sure.
Yep, and finally, let's see here. Sports: Hornets beat the Pacers in overtime, 122-120, close game last night. Tonight, the Warriors take on the Rockets, and there's a video I'm going to be posting up soon at joemackenzie.com. An Oakland transportation employee, these videos like cringe me out, saved a guy's life. The train was going almost 40 miles per hour, like pulling into the station, and the guy was about 60 feet away from the train when he fell into the tracks. He's on his phone, putzing around, walking kind of that yellow area where you're not supposed to be, and he slips and falls in. You just assume he's dead, right? He's dead. There happens to be an employee right there, grabs him. I mean, you couldn't do this out of a movie this close, and he saves the guy's, because he'd be dead. He saves the guy's life.
That adrenaline just kicks in.
Yeah, the employee's name is John O'Connor. He pulled the guy up by the shoulders just as the train went by, so it's a good video to see, but I'll put it up online at joeandmackenzie.com. But I love it. It's like right place, right time.
Yep.
Like a half a second.
Not a coincidence.
The dude be gone, and that reminds you, get off of your phone. Look where you're going. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandmackenzie.com. We got Song of the Day. It's coming up next. And the category, it's going to get you dancing. Best songs about dancing. We'll see who's got it after Post Malone. Better Now. Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Song of the Day! Getting better, guys. Getting better. I like it. Hey, it is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Got the whole gang this morning with us. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe, and in H-Town in Houston, our technical producer Lenny Bree. And of course, the most important thing, you. Song of the Day, we pick out a category. And then we try to have a song that best represents that category that you get to vote on by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, you were out yesterday. We're glad you're back today.
Thank you very much. I feel much better. Thank the Lord.
Yes. Sweet baby Jesus, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Now, what song are you going with? Best song about dancing.
I love it. About dancing, we're going to get you up, get you going through this day, through this week. I chose a little Walk the Moon, one of my faves. Shut up and dance.
Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
That is a jam. Please vote for it. It'll be so much fun. Do you remember the, have you guys seen that little clip of like all these different dance sequences through all these famous movies they put to that song? It's so good. Just YouTube it.
I have not, but now you make me want to.
Yeah.
After Song of the Day is
over. I'll try
over.
To find it if I can for everybody.
Okay. Live the Web Girl, what song are you dancing to this morning?
I'm choosing one of my favorite songs of all time. It is an absolute classic. It's by the queen herself, Whitney Houston, and that is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I love it. Great choice. I will be happy if Liv or I win. I love it.
Pork chop. I know you'd be unhappy if you're one of them won, so let's hear what your song is today.
So obviously I'm going to pull the DJ card. I used to DJ weddings and, you know, school events and things like that. And when this song came out, the kids loved it. So now I know it's a bit of a stretch. I don't know. If there are kids listening right now, you have to influence your parents' vote for this one. How long has it been since you heard Juju on That Beat by Zay Hilfiger?
Juju on That Beat. Don't stop, ay. Don't stop, ay. Run a man on that beat. Ay. Run a man on that beat. Ay. Run a man on that beat.
That's a good one. All
you,
the kids love
you
it.
You ugly.
You your daddy's man. Son. Hey.
You ugly. All right. And myself, Joe. Some would say the best for last. This could almost be, and I was torn on if I used this for a Throwback Thursday song or if I used it today, but I'm like, you know what? This song is a classic that gets everybody dancing, whether you're 8 or you're 80 years old. It unifies us all together, and thank God, unlike Liv's person, they're still alive. They're here to celebrate this, and I'm sure they'd be proud of you if you voted for them. I'm talking about the king of getting jiggy with it, the man that does it all, Will Smith.
South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, sure. And you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I mix it high, getting jiggy with them.
Getting jiggy with it.
Okay, nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So all you have to do now is decide which song is the best song about dancing, in your opinion. And how do you do that? Well, you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140.
I don't want Joe to win because you're catching me, but that's a good song.
That's a very good song. Let's go over the songs again so you can vote. Mackenzie had Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. Liv had I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Pork Chop went with Juju on That Beat by Zay Hilfiger. And my Self Joe went with Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. All you got to do is vote. Shut up. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I often wonder, as you're listening in to Song of the Day, and right now, if you're a fan of it and you've heard it before, you know the results are coming in. The calculation is happening. I wonder if you feel the tension that we here on the show feel, the sweat that clams up in our hands. I wonder if you're going through the same thing we're going through.
All the emotions.
Song of the Day, the category today, a very good one. Thank you. Another amazing listener suggestion from you by DMing us on Instagram, Joe McKenzie. It was best song about dancing. Let's do a little recap so you can see, if you're just tuning in, what the options were. We had Mackenzie, who's back, was out yesterday, had a migraine, but maybe today she'll celebrate with a win. She had Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
She said, ooh, ooh, shut up.
Very good song. We went live with probably one of the most classic songs of all time involving dancing, and that would be Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. Very, very good song. Pork Chop, he did it for the kids. He's a wedding DJ. You want to book him? Hit him up. He'll take care of you. And he went with Juju on that beat.
Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat. Juju on that, Juju on that, Juju on that beat.
I don't know the words, but I like it. And then myself, Joe, I went with like an icon, a classic person who's done it all and really impacted my life with my dancing. Thank you. I got to go with Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Getting Jiggy With Him.
Getting Jiggy With It. Hey.
Hey.
So, calculations are in. The results are in. Pork Chop, all yours.
First, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Kyle. It's his 30th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
He's one of my friends that goes out to Family Feud trivia with me. So,
would
yeah.
Kyle admit in public he's your friend?
Yeah, of course, most definitely.
Good, good.
Yeah, of course, most definitely. Duh. Yes, yeah,
yes duh, duh, duh.
Absolutely.
Hi, Kyle.
The results are in. Today, Kyle will not be dancing to Juju on that beat.
Aww. Now, we got to ask, Mackenzie, you weren't here yesterday, but Pork Chops unveiled that recently a lot of his song selections have been influenced by Hostage Boy, the boy that he is in a relationship with that he holds hostage at his place.
He has been falling flat recently. I'm not saying it's Hostage Boy's fault, but it's like you were so strong for so long. And
I will say I won yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I still do have the most all-time wins overall.
Is the relationship flailing? Is it falling apart?
Well, this was my option. Oh.
Some things you
song.
Do for love, Joe, so...
I don't know about that, but okay.
Right behind me,
ouch.
In third place,
to your wife?
With 18% of the vote, Mackenzie.
What? That's a good song. It's okay, I'll listen to it on my way home.
First and second place were separated by only 5%.
Wow.
Dang, double dang.
Bam, bam. With 29% of the vote, in second place... Joe Pesh.
I'm excited for Liv's song because I love it too.
Liv's the big winner, 34%. Whitney Houston.
Jam.
Rest
yes,
in peace.
Whitney, baby.
You're welcome.
All right, back from the dead, your song of the day winner, at least for today. Best song about dancing. Liv the Web Girl picked it and you voted on it. It is Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh!
Yeah! Get it, girl! Song of the Day winner right there. Congratulations going out to Liv the Web Girl. Big, big win. All right, rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough crowd.
Up.
Rough crowd. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, of course, being a Thursday, is a throwback Thursday. That's the category. And if you got any suggestions for maybe Friday or Monday or anything next week that we could do for a category, yo, hit us up. Slide into our DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got the tea with Mackenzie. Also today, if you cannot find a good man or good woman, apparently you're not alone. We're going to want to talk to you about that and see exactly what is your deal. Like, why is it? There's this guy.
Why are you looking at me like
no,
that,
No, I'm
Joe?
Not. I'm making eye contact because we need to communicate. I'm not saying that's you. Why, do you feel threatened?
He just is like, winky, wink.
Mackenzie. No, actually, we'll delve into that maybe a little bit. Also, coming up at 7:50, 6:50 Central today, Box of Shame. I lost yesterday. I rolled the lowest number with their dice, which means I have to face the Box of Shame, which has some kind of consequence, which can suck. Liv the Web Girl last week was Pumpkinhead. She had to walk into a Starbucks and order pumpkin spice lattes.
Side note, why is that Pumpkinhead still in the studio? I cannot believe it's not molding like crazy.
I asked the boss if they wanted it removed, and they're like, no, it's fine. So I'm not removing it. I asked one time. That's all I do. One and done.
Okay, let's see how long it'll last. We should take bets. November 6th, we still have
I've
this
got
pumpkin.
A running, I've got a running bet. Our printer's been broken for a week and a half. That thing's still going. So I bet this thing will be here till at least Thanksgiving. Just turn it around, it'll look like a festive pumpkin. So.
I'll make a cornucopia.
Oh, what's that smell? I don't know, but I'm going to Lysol that too.
So gross.
All right, you guys ready for what we're into? Let's do it.
I'm into it.
I like it like that. That's what I like. That's what I like. Look
lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
I would like to go first for what I'm into. And listen, I sometimes do the hard work that other people don't want to do. And you know what? I don't complain about it because I feel like that is my job. I was tasked with it, so I need to do it and not complain. What was my hard work this week for what I'm into? Well, I have heard that the Popeye's chicken sandwich is really good, but it's been gone for months. Well, guess what? I went the other day and I got the regular Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I heard the spicy chicken sandwich is pretty good too. So I bought both. Now, my one complaint, a little spicy, or a little pricey, I should say. It was like $3, almost $4 per sandwich, but it's cool. I got two of them. I tried them. Guys, let me tell you, that's a good sandwich.
Now, how long did you wait in line? I went to the competitor. My little girl wanted to go to Chick-fil-A. So we went. I have never seen anything like it. 25 deep. How long did you wait at Popeye's?
I got lucky. I went there after work. Of course, I didn't leave till after 12, but when I did, I got there around like 12:20 or so. This place just north of our job, and I went there, 8 cars in line, so not that long.
Wow.
I think I was in and out in 10 minutes, which I was surprised by, and I love both sandwiches. I thought they were delicious, and they were huge, giant, like two hands to eat, but I did like the spicy one a little bit more. I had like a little bit of that Cajun, like whatever dressing they had on there,
yeah,
or like the mayonnaise, or something. It was just so good. So I would recommend that. Now, just to make sure I knew what I was talking about before what we're into, I went last night after I voted, and I went and grabbed a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. Guys, I can't pick a winner because they're both good in their own ways. So I think I'll do it again today.
I love
it's
that
tough.
You just side, like your side hustle, you're a food critic. That's
I
awesome.
Have to be. I have to be. Hashtag Joe on the go. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, I'm into this week. I thought it was really good. You should check it out if you can get one. The Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into?
Okay, so I, you know, I'm into beauty, and I think beauty starts with your skin. I am obsessed with the new Salt Facial.
Mm.
And so a Salt Facial, basically, it uses natural healing detoxifying power of salt, and it's like scrubby, scrub, scrub. So it's going to, first of all, exfoliate your skin like none other. Then it's a combination of ultrasound energy and LED multi-wave light to improve your skin tone. So this is great for like your skin tone, wrinkles, sun damage, pigmentation, stretch marks, if you have crazy enlarged pores, all of the things. So you get the exfoliation, the ultrasound with the light therapy. I'm telling you, new skin. Because I feel like if you have beautiful skin, you don't need to do a whole lot else. Am I right?
Well, I wish I had beautiful skin. Why are you looking at me?
Try a Salt Facial, and I'll tell you, I love to go to Chernoff, and so I will, Dr. Chernoff, I'll put a link up if you guys want to try it out. But I just, wherever you want to go, it is amazing.
All right, dope. Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I am into a new shampoo and conditioner. So it's from Unite is the brand, but it's from their 7 Seconds collection. And so I've been using their shampoo and their conditioner, and I absolutely love it. It just makes my hair feel so much healthier and so much more moisturized just because I have some damage from getting my hair colored like over a year ago. So yeah, it just has a really, really helpful, and it leaves it leaving so soft and so shiny.
Now, do you use a purple shampoo for blonde? Is it purple?
No.
Okay.
It's just, it's like for, it's universal. So
nice.
For any hair color.
And Choppy Chops, producer Pork Chop, what are you into, my man?
So a couple months ago, I said I was into an app called Shipt. S-H-I-P-T. And the reason I was into it is because I wanted to be one of the shoppers that gets paid to shop. But I don't know, I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, I'm not paying people to do my grocery shopping because I don't even grocery shop. But anyways, my boyfriend helped me figure it out that you have to download the app called Shipt Shopper. I didn't know there was two separate apps.
Shipt Shopper?
Yes. So I downloaded that and I had my interview, and now today I am going to start shopping, and they said you can make up to $22 an hour plus people can tip you. So
it's good money, man. My sister-in-law who... unfortunately, she's a counselor, but teachers and counselors do not get paid enough money for all the great work that they do. She does that on the side, and she makes good money.
She's a secret shopper?
No, she's
Shipt
a Shipt
shopper.
Oh,
can we be honest? I'm really scared. We're going to swear. Let's just say she's a shopper.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like any of the S words. But yeah, she shops for Shipt. This is dangerous. And yeah, she does good. Shopper. Now, Mackenzie, you missed it yesterday. Pork Chop was trying to do, I guess he had to, do you have to like do a video resume?
Oh, yeah. I did
it.
Liv,
help me out.
To be a Shipt
Shopper. Mackenzie, you're scaring me.
You have to send in videos as part of your interview. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, what's my biggest achievement? Like, Liv, what's my biggest achievement? I was like, I don't know. Like,
hostage boy.
Yeah. And so then he was like, okay. And he was like, so then we start hearing him. And he goes, my biggest achievement is being a volunteer firefighter. And so then Joe, like, kind of chuckles.
Aww.
And we didn't know that you couldn't restart the video. So then I started laughing because Joe chuckled and we're just like messing around, like just super slab happy at the end of the day. And we thought we ruined Porkchop's interview.
Yeah, he was not happy with us.
But he got the job.
Yay. So I'm going to start shipped shopping today. Shipped shopping.
So you shop for other people.
Yes.
And then you get paid. Cool.
All right, there you go. If you're looking for somebody to deliver your groceries, Porkchop will for you. So there we go.
Wow, baby.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the...
OMG, there's a hot new couple alert.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it's tea time. And this is so cool. I wish I knew this was happening. Olivia Newton-John of Grease. Remember, well, she's famous for lots of things, but I would say Sandy Grease, her biggest role. Her pants went on auction, and Sarah Blakely got them. She's the founder of Spanx.
Well, listen, I have been the biggest fan of Olivia since I was a little girl, since Grease came out, and my friend called me 2 days before the auction. I didn't know it was happening. And she said, Sarah, Olivia, you know, they're putting the pants up and the outfit for charity. And I thought, oh my God, I've got to try to get, I'm gonna frame them and hang them at Spanx because we have black faux leather leggings and they're inspired off of Olivia's pants. Yeah. So, you know, she's the OG of black leggings. I had to own them as the Spanx founder.
If anybody's into pants like mine, I will give those up for auction too.
The OG of black leggings, $162,000 those bad boys went
for.
Here's the thing. They're actually, if you think about Grease, when kind of Sandy goes bad at the end.
Sandy. Tell me about it, Stan.
These are the ones, and they were black satin. I thought they were leather forever. They're actually black satin pants.
Well, thanks for clearing up the mystery.
Chills.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying.
It's what?
It's electrifying.
Oh, ooh, yes.
I might go with that for a song of the day. I don't
right?
know what I'll do, but that's dope.
I love it. It's so funny. Whenever if I post a picture on social media of something, like if I kind of look tough or like look, someone's like, it's like Sandy went bad.
I can't help it, Stan.
It's so funny. Well, Emma Watson says she isn't single. Rather, she's more like self-partnered.
I really draw a super conscious line between what is public and what is private. That has kind of helped me maintain a certain degree of sanity.
Okay, sure you are.
The Harry Potter actress, she turns 30 coming up here in April, and she's like, okay, if you haven't built a home, you don't have a husband, you haven't had a baby, people are like, oh, you should have anxiety, what's wrong with you? She's like, I'm in a partnership with myself. I'm self-partnered. You
why?
Go, girl.
What? No, you're single. It's okay to be single. It doesn't mean it's not a thing of shame.
It's just like when Gwyneth Paltrow divorced and when they say conscious uncoupling.
You're
they
divorced.
Just term it a different way.
You're divorced. You're not married. It's just basic terms.
Basic. Well, Kristen Stewart finally is talking about her romance with her Twilight co-star, Robert Pattinson.
No, I've actually never been allowed to just say what happened.
Right.
Because I was so self-conscious about seeming like an attention seeker, like somebody who was like trying to...
Or taking advantage
of
the fact that you guys were dating and stuff.
We were together for years. That was like my first, you know...
Love.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was super in love with my boyfriend, super in love with him. But me and Rob were like a little older and it was just like, gugung.
Gugung. So she says, honestly, back then she would have married Robert Pattinson, but now she cannot wait to propose to her girlfriend, Dylan Meyer. So she's moved on, but she says Rob is just an outstanding person, and she still has a lot of love and respect for him.
I'm sad. So. They could have had little vampire babies.
I know. You know who else who could have babies? Kylie Jenner and Drake. What the what? They've been spotted once again hanging out.
You cannot win with the internet. There's no winning.
It's just unnecessary negativity. I feel like I'm in a relationship with the world sometimes.
Ooh, well, so
I'm a billionaire.
I love when they say insiders say, but their sources are saying they have been romantically hanging out since she and Travis Scott took a break. So possible romance, Drake
Dude,
and Kylie Jenner.
Drake, you need to shoot your shot and have a baby, man. He'll be set. He'll never have to do a song again.
It's not like he's hurting himself. But.
No, but he doesn't got that kind of money. Right?
I think dudes like, they like you like a woman that you like has equal. That's what Kanye always said about Kim. She never obviously has to ask him for anything. He likes that. You know they're not using you.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. Okay, I like that. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. I can't look at Mackenzie while I do this.
Why?
Why can't you find a good man or woman? I have to look at you now. 833-563-2539. There's this guy that he's kind of getting some backlash for something he posted online talking about how he's kind of the perfect guy and how people should date him, but he can't find a good woman. But I'm really wondering at 833-563-2539, why can't you find a good person? Have you been struggling to find a good man or a good woman? We'll talk to you within 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up, we have got the Box of Shame in less than 20 minutes. 7:50, 6:50 Central, myself, Joe. Yeah, I'm going to have to face that, so don't go anywhere. We'll be live on Instagram, too, for your viewing pleasure. Follow the show and follow everybody on there, too. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Also, this time tomorrow, we will do group therapy. If you've got a question, maybe something going on in your relationship or just in general in your life, we'd love to help you. And that'll be going on tomorrow here with Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Why can't you find a good man or a good woman? That is the question. And I want to know if you really are struggling with this or know someone that is. Like, why do you think it is? 833-563-2539. A Texas man is being mocked online after bragging that he makes a good salary, but women would rather have a loser than a provider. And I'm not going to mock this guy too much, but I think he has somewhat of a point because it's like, why do the women go to the bad guys? And sometimes guys too, like, I feel like, why are they drawn to the losers and not the good ones? The man tweeted out, "My housing is paid for. I make a good salary. I get health insurance, 401k, 700 pounds of beef a year." Guys, that's a lot of beef here. 700 pounds of beef, and I live on a couple hundred acres. I'm a puncher by trade with a bachelor's degree, and I swear you women would rather have a loser than a provider. It's sad. One woman told the man, "It may come as a shock to you, but women might like more than meat and health insurance in a partner." Several people also pointed out how many women aren't looking for a provider. After getting some backlash and some negativity from this, the man said he isn't looking to hold anyone back, but find the right woman to help build him up.
Hmm. This guy sounds like an absolute weirdo.
No, I think he brings up a good point, Liv, and I think Jewel Daddy's a decent dude now, but be honest, you've dated some turds in your day, have you not?
No, I mean, I have, but like this guy, just because I've dated some turds does not mean that this guy is not a weirdo. I've also dated turds that have had very promising futures with very promising careers that would be able to provide for me. That still doesn't mean they're not a loser. This guy, just because he can provide like 700 pounds of beef and has
so
his living arrangements paid for him, that doesn't mean this guy isn't a loser. I'm sorry, but what about your character? What about your personality? Like, he mentions none of that. That's what I define as a loser and not a loser.
I don't think this guy is a loser, though. I think you're just being offended by what he's saying, that, like, why are all of these women attracted to bad guys? Like, why can't, you know, he be a good guy, find a good woman?
I'm not offended by what he's saying. I just think he sounds like a douchebag because of what he said.
Mackenzie, I have a hard time looking at you because you are recently single.
Yes.
And I could be wrong, but are you having a hard time finding somebody? Or are you just really selective, or what's going on?
I'm really picky. I mean, I will say it. I am not attracted to a lot of people. And it's not that people aren't amazing. I'm just very particular in what I'm looking for. So that's the thing. I mean, I think Liv has a point. Like, some people are great on paper. For me, it's all about that vibe. Like, I want to feel your energy. So I have to, like, get with someone, like, be in their presence. And I can tell right off the bat, yes or no.
But I'm just wondering, why can't you find a good man or find a good woman? Because I always hear people, it's like, I can't find, all the good guys are taken or all the good women are gone. I hear that all the time for friends I have that are in their mid-20s to early 30s. Like, oh, all the good men, all the good women are gone. Why do you think that is? Like, why? You sure it's not you?
I have a theory, though, also. I feel like we also, and I've done this, we waste time on the wrong ones because we can't get over the wrong ones. And so Mr. Right could be maybe two or three down the row. You're never going to get to him because you get stuck on someone you think or you wanted to be Mr. Right who clearly is not.
Amanda said, this guy's probably short. Which I absolutely love. And someone said, this guy saying, I'm such a good guy, a woman should date me, is incredibly dangerous because you're implicitly saying you're entitled to someone else's love and you're not owed anything by anyone. You're assuming you're good enough to be in a relationship. You should always improve yourself day by day, week by week. So basically, this guy's like, I'm good enough. How come no one wants to date me? Like, he sounds like he's throwing a temper tantrum.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Am I the only one that disagrees with this?
To this guy's, like, to be in his corner, I like, because some people are like, what can this person offer me in a relationship? But I do like that this guy is saying what he can bring to the table and what he can offer into a relationship. I do like that.
I feel like this guy's checking all the boxes and that the women should be on Farmers Only right now lining up to date this
dude.
You
should date him, Joe, if it doesn't work out with Lens.
Honestly, he's on the back burner. 833-563-2539. What do you think about this guy? Are you agreeing with us or am I all by myself? Also, why can't you or why can't your friend, the guy or the girl, find a good man or woman? What's the actual problem? Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. We are facing, I should say I am facing, the box of shame in about 8 minutes. So I recommend hanging out and getting ready to see it live on Instagram as it goes down. I don't know what it is, but it's happening here on Radio Now. Why can't you find a good man or good woman? 833-563-2539. We are telling this story about a dude in Texas. He's being mocked online. He tweeted out saying, hey, I make a good salary. I got health insurance, 401k. I bring in 700 pounds of beef a year. I just get that because that's my deal.
And the beef is the most hilarious part.
Mackenzie, though, the beef's good stuff.
Is this guy, like, attractive? Do we have any picture of this guy?
I thought he was a decent-looking dude. I can show you a photo in a second. He's not ugly.
How old is he?
I think he's in his, like, 30s, maybe 40. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like he'd be a catch. Yeah, but apparently, and he's even got a bachelor's degree, so the guy's not a dummy. He seems to be book smart and a hard worker. What else can you ask for? But he says he swears that women would rather have a loser than a provider, and he thinks it's sad. I kind of think he has a point, but I don't know. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Jim this morning. Jim, what do you want to say?
Joe, I got to disagree with you, man.
Why?
Well, it's not all about the physical possession. You can offer all the physical that you want, but if you are emotionally, mentally unattached, which sounds like this guy is, you're not going to do any good for a woman.
Well, how can we make that assumption, though,
ding,
Jim?
Ding, ding. That is so
how
right on, Jim.
How can we make that assumption, though, Mackenzie or Jim? We don't know.
Okay, listen to the way the guy describes himself. He sounds like a self-centered egomaniac.
Jim, did you hear he has 700 pounds of beef?
I don't care that he's got seven. Hell, I've got 700 pounds of beef in my freezer.
Yeah, Jim.
That doesn't mean that I'm going to be emotionally, mentally, physically supportive of the woman I'm in a relationship with just because of the physical possession that I have.
Jim, thank you for calling in.
I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Renee.
I mean, this guy could be a total narcissist.
Renee, you're on Joe McKenzie. What'd you want to say?
I actually agree with the other guy, with Jim. I think that it's not always about material things. Sometimes that can be nice, but it is nice. Women are more nurturing and caring, and they want that emotional connection with someone.
Well, what about me, though? Like, I've got nothing. I'm a great guy, but no, when I was on Tinder, no girls swiped right on me.
That's because you like boys.
Just fishing the wrong pond.
I like both.
I don't believe that. I don't know. I don't want to make this more awkward than it needs to be, but I feel like you are an example of what this guy's saying. Like, you struggle to find a good man. What? Like, I feel like maybe you have a good guy now. I don't know him that well, but from what I've heard of your dating past, you seem to date some real, like, turds.
No offense
to that, but it's like I feel like you get people that don't treat you how you should be treated.
I don't know.
I shouldn't have said it because it's really awkward in the room, but I feel like I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. In the past, I've been guilty of trying to, who I'm with, like, happy them up. Because I'm just the middle child. I always want peace, and I always want other people to feel good and enjoy my energy. So I have been told I need to let people love me. I deserve that, too. So let someone do that for me.
I think Bieber said it best. Let me love you. So, hey,
yes, Joe.
Renee, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap it up with DJ this morning. DJ, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Joe, I'm like the rest of them. I got to disagree with you, man. The guy sounds really desperate. Like, it's like he never had a love life. Like, he's all about himself. He doesn't care what anybody else thinks but himself. So he's just trying to find somebody that's going to be all about him, which isn't going to happen.
All right. I mean, DJ, thank you for the call. I guess I get that, but here's my thing, though, too. And maybe I'm only hearing stuff, but I swear on Facebook, I swear in real life, I always hear, I just can't find a good man. Why can't I find a good man? Or I see guys, I can't find a good woman. But apparently, this is only on my Facebook feed and nowhere else.
No, it's because the men who actually might have, like, a stable job and a stable income are weird, desperate narcissists, like this guy who tweeted out this thing. And then the guys who are actually nice and kind maybe don't have the most stable job. So it's hard to find someone with the full package. It is.
Right. That makes no sense.
Why?
Which package are we talking about?
As someone who has a stable job and is also going to be emotionally supportive and there and normal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just never settle. Wait. Just all right. Wait for what you deserve. He'll come or she'll come.
Okay, well, I hope you all find it soon. It's Joe McKenzie on radio now. And,
Box of Shame.
No, Box of Shame today.
Box of Shame! Box of Shame!
Woo! All right, we'll do the Box of Shame. Find out what my punishment is after Liz. Joe McKenzie on radio now. We are now doing the Box of Shame. Ugh.
Yes, I was thrilled. So yesterday I was out. I had a really bad migraine. And then I was so excited to get the text that I didn't have to do the Box of Shame today because intern Chloe Money rolls for me when I'm gone or whoever's gone. So I was really excited.
We could have just lied to McKenzie, like, oh, looks like you lost. Sucks to be you.
She would have fallen for it.
Yeah, she could have watched Instagram Live and really found out quick that
she
we lied.
She wouldn't have been that investigative. She would have just been like, fine, whatever.
Defeated on life.
Okay, well, no further delay. It's time for me to reach into the box of shame.
Box of shame! Box of shame! Box of shame!
Ooh, Joe, I hope you don't get drive reverse in traffic at 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
What is, real quick, side note, let's turn that music down. What was that?
I hope you don't get drive reverse in traffic at 100 miles an hour. That would be a shame.
I hope you don't get belly flop off the top of our building.
That would be so bad.
Do you guys really want to so have the Pork Chop and McKenzie show? Is that what you want? I could talk to our bosses.
Oh, we have this roulette one in there. The one thing is poison.
Yeah.
You sure you're not still sick? You're acting a little funny this morning. Oh, don't pee yourself. Be careful.
Okay, so draw. Come on, we can't wait.
Okay, hang on.
Oh my gosh. What did you roll, Joe?
Hope you don't get your wife murders you in the sleep.
Let's hope.
He rolled a 3, so it's not even like it was like a 1 or anything.
Let's hope you don't get fast.
Are you crying?
I'm crying. I was laughing so hard.
Let's hope you don't get fast for 100 days in a row. No food, no water. That'd be tough.
Hope you don't get crucifix. Oh, nobody wants that one.
Oh my God. Sacrilegious. That's too far.
Oh, that's too far.
Too far, Joe. Too far, Joe.
Okay. well, I guess this isn't terrible.
What is it?
What does it say?
Use your words, sound it out.
I just don't want to do this because I think I'm going to get like a cold sore
what
or
is
something.
It? Ew.
It's mystery. It's mystery makeover.
Oh, this is fun. You're so lucky. We're going to make you over and make you beautiful. We're going to put makeup on you.
Do we all get to do this or does just one person do his makeup?
Everybody.
Then? Oh, fun.
Everybody has to do their signature look. On Joe.
I'll do his eyebrows.
I call cheeks.
I'll do lips.
You're not grooming anything. Hold on. No, I've heard, this is where I'm scared, 833-563-2539. I've heard that you can get like STDs from other people or like cold sores.
STDs?
Yes, because if you've got the cold sore, the mouth thing.
Oh, so if Mackenzie used lip gloss.
That's not an STD.
If anyone on this show, it would not be mine.
I don't know your past, Mackenzie.
Are you celibate?
Yes, pretty much.
What have you kissed lately? Where's
nothing.
Your mouth been?
No okay. one.
I know Porkchop's been everywhere.
Box of shame.
Box of shame. He's changing box the subject.
All right, we'll do this next. We'll be live on Instagram if you want to see the mystery makeover. Yay.
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 Can you make me look like Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hang on.
Stop. You're excited. We were trying to figure out who's going to attack what. So I am going to do, sometimes ladies like to do a lip stain on their cheeks.
I don't want a stain on my face.
To give you like that evening glow look. So that's what I'm going to do with this.
And I have some Kylie lip kits, but you can't see your lips. I'm just realizing
We never realized that. Like Joe's beard is so thick and full. Like you can barely find your lips.
Should I maybe use this as an eyeshadow?
Yes.
I don't know about this. Nobody called, but I'm afraid that like you guys are gonna give me like.
I mean, we could do a dabby dab on his lips, but
herpes
let's
or something.
And like just like kind of, and I'll blend it out with my finger.
Yes.
And then we have some. I think what is that? It's a precision eyeliner.
We have a precision black. So we're gonna give you like kind of a cat eye look, Joe.
Yeah, a cat eye eyeliner.
You guys know we have like meetings today with people, right?
And I think too, it's important that maybe we use that in the eyebrows a little bit too to darken them.
My
up.
Eyebrows look fine. There's
we
nothing
can,
to do.
They can look totally like so.
We can make them look super angry.
Oh like, wait, that would be so funny. Okay, let's just get started.
All right,
okay. It's makeover. I live for this.
We're live on Instagram. If you really want to see this, that's what I would do. And by the way, we'll put video. I'll take my headphones off. We'll do video later. That'll actually go up online at joemackenzie.com. Or if you're in Indy, it's radio9windy.com. Or Houston, it's radio9houston.com. Just do your thing. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna close your eyes.
Somebody has to talk.
Yeah. Close your eyes.
Let's see. I'm going to narrate what they're doing.
I'm dabbing the lip kit on your eyes. I'm trying to blend it in with my finger.
Ah!
That's so dramatic.
This is a Kylie Jenner lip kit she's using. What color?
I'm using shade Cocoa K. Cocoa
K. Can you explain to me why you're using lip kit on his eyes?
I don't bring makeup with me, and I just didn't know that this was going to be the...
But that's okay.
This is the only thing I have with
this.
Oh my
gosh. This stuff smells like Play-Doh.
It's looking gorgeous.
It smells actually really good. I love the smell of Kylie Lip Kits. It actually, I'm not joking, looks really good.
You are looking so good, Joe. Oh. This is like an evening look for you.
Oh my gosh. This is a great shade.
People are mad at me on Instagram Live because they can't see.
Okay, so let's move closer. Okay.
Yeah, move,
now,
you dumb.
I'm going to attack your cheeks. I'm going to go in real hard with this because I feel like you need some color on those cheekbones. Okay.
Well, don't give me, like, anything I'm going to get fired for.
What?
I don't know. Like, don't put, like, any...
Okay, so she's using right now this, like, kind of, like, what would be lip gloss or, like, lipstick. And she just drew a circle of it. It's real red. It's real red. I don't know if Mackenzie knew it was this red. Oh, man. It's a little bit more than a light blush. It's starting to look clown-esque. Oh, there she's blending it. She's blending it with her finger.
At least
so it looks
skin.
A little bit more natural. Instagram Live at... Joe and Mackenzie.
Joe has beautiful skin.
Does
thank
he?
Thank you, Ilufud.
Mm-hmm. It's trying to look good. It's very accentuating the cheekbones, I will say.
I'm going to do now a cat eye.
Okay, so Mackenzie's attempting the cat eye with the liquid eyeliner, and then I think I'm going to go in and do the eyebrows.
This is inspired by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift is truly our inspiration here. I think Joe is starting to look lovely, beautiful, and it's going to be so easy for him to transition this from a day look into a night look. It looks great. I think Mackenzie's cat eye is lovely. It's like about a full inch off of his eye.
If it looks so good, why are you laughing?
It's starting to look like a sad cat. It's starting to look like the cat is frowning, that the eyes are frowning. It doesn't really have the up.
It's just straight out.
She's just going down. So she's making you look like you have droopy eyes, but that's very popular in the anime style. In the anime world, so it looks very good.
That's what I'm going for, total anime.
Yes, and also I extended the eyeshadow look onto the bridge of his nose as well. So it almost looks like he was wearing an eyeshadow mask of some sorts. And that is in the shade Coco K. It's a light pink. Okay. The eyeliner looks amazing. I'm going to start filling in the eyebrows.
Okay, so now we noticed that Joe needs some fill in those brows. And now Liv's just going to go in. We don't really typically recommend using black for your eyebrows.
Wait, is this going to stain?
No, this is all hypoallergenic. You can wipe it down. We're going to give you kind of like an angry bird look with those brows.
I'm trying to really make the arch as high as I possibly can.
So we're going to give, she's going to lift what I took down with that eyeliner.
Perfect. It's starting to look amazing. It kind of looks like the Rocky Mountains, which is exactly what I was going for.
Again, we are live at Joe McKenzie on Instagram right now. Now she's done the right. We're almost done with this signature. Your look,
I'm
Joe.
Just filling it in. I'm filling in the eyebrow. It truly looks incredible.
I mean, if you guys are loving this, we can certainly do more makeup tutorials weekly on Joe because he has never looked more gorgeous in his life.
Wow. You truly have those eyebrows that people are striving for.
I mean, no need to microblade.
Can I open my eyes yet or no?
Yes.
You kind of look like a clown.
Yes, honey. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You look beautiful.
What the hell is this? No.
You're like a clown.
I can't wear this all day. This looks terrible.
You look amazing.
What the?
That pink eyeshadow is truly bringing out your eyes, Joe.
And have his lip, have his cheeks ever been more gorgeous?
It looks a little bit like you have rosacea, but you're pulling it off. Okay. That's the hottest trend.
That's terrible.
He looks so good. It looks like I literally let my daughter and her classmates do your makeup.
Why are you crying?
Because you look so beautiful. It's bringing tears to my eyes.
I'm not kidding. That really is how some makeup like YouTubers' eyebrows look. So they're not super off base.
They look like a meme.
I think we need more.
Are you like, a supermodel? You need a poppin' lip is what you need.
Are we done with this?
No, he needs something on his lips. All right, I mean, I think we're done with this.
Okay.
But I think we should keep going while the songs are playing.
And we will post a pic, of course, a glam shot of this gorgeous beauty queen coming up shortly at Joe McKenzie.
Okay, hold on. Let me compose myself. That is the Box of Shame. Coming up next, Joe's journey.
You're beautiful. Woo! How do you feel? Do you feel as beautiful as you look?
No, I feel unpretty. I feel like you guys really didn't do this to make me look hot. I don't know.
I don't think it's done.
Honestly, you look very hot. Like, it looks like you're burning.
Okay. Well, that is the Box of Shame. That's why you don't like to lose. Once again, we'll have video of this up online later on joemckenzie.com. So you can definitely check that out and show all your friends my awesome beauty makeup. I feel so pretty. I feel so pretty. Hey!
I can't even sit next to you. I feel so inferior. You just look gorgeous now.
How does it feel to be the second hottest thing in the room?
You look stunning. Will you please drive home like that? Or will you go to Lindsay's work, your wife, and surprise her?
I don't want to get her fired.
That would be amazing.
It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We just did the Box of Shame. You can see some of it on our IG live. It's Joe McKenzie. We'll have video up later this afternoon for you to check out. Go to joeandmckenzie.com. That's everything, too. Whether it's pictures, video, blogs, anything that's happening, maybe the tea, you can always find it there. Joe and McKenzie. Joe's journey. This has been going on for a long time. Maybe you're new to the show, but we kind of relaunched it. We're like, hey, get your stuff together or get off the pot. And that's what we're doing. I started on October 9th. And I'm sorry, November 9th. I don't know what. Yeah, October 9th. Yeah. And I was 395. And here's where we're at right now. It's 395.6 with my weight. Last week, I weighed in at 389.8, so I was down some pounds. That's
nice.
Pretty dope. This week, as I stepped on the scale, I weighed in at 387.0, so I'm down 2.8, almost 3 pounds this week, and I'm feeling good. I'm down now 8.6 pounds in the past couple of weeks, so that feels very good. I need to celebrate almost a 3-pound loss because that's awesome, but like I really want like a 6-pound loss because I want to not be fat anymore, but I feel good. I'm still, like I told you guys, I don't know what I'm doing yet. Like I'm eating healthier. I think this week is the first time like I had that sandwich at Popeyes, and then I had Chick-fil-A the other night, but I did get a grilled chicken cool wrap too. Other than that, I have been fast food free for pretty much the past 2 weeks. I've been avoiding as much candy as possible. I had a few little pieces for Halloween, obviously, but I'm really just trying to do that, and I've been doing, and I need to know more about it. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with their health, but I've been doing some intermittent fasting where I don't eat in the morning because it's, you know, I just have coffee and I drink a crap ton of water, and it amazingly I feel sustained. But I want to start working out and going back to the gym and lifting weights. And I think I might, I don't know if I can do that or not, because I'm going to need some more energy. I can walk 3 miles a day with my dogs, but that's not like lifting weights, you know, or doing like high intensity stuff like you do, Mackenzie. So I might have to change that up. But other than that, like it's, you know, almost 9 pounds in the past couple of weeks. I'm pretty happy about that.
I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud because you're not just doing a fast, like a quick thing. It's a lifestyle change. So you're like little ways you can implement little changes, but they add up big time, obviously, and you're already seeing results. So that's great.
One thing that was nice, I don't think Liv or Porkchop noticed it, but we went and saw Bob Saget this past weekend. Everybody's kind of dressing up, so I wore like my dress pants, or like, yeah, did I wear dress pants?
Did you wear pants or
no? Sometimes I go pantless, but no, I forget what it was. But whatever I wore though, like my pants were falling down, like my nice dress belt does not fit. That's what it was. I was wearing my pants are a little loose, and my dress pant, like my belt is just like it's way too big now, and it's so expensive. I didn't buy a new one yet, but I'm going to. But I guess it's good that I'm already starting to notice not only in the scale but inches around the waist that I was like putting them around my man boobs just to try to keep my pants up, and they were sliding down. So that's kind of a good problem.
That's
I like
moment.
That.
Chops and I have a mutual friend who lost like 250 pounds, and he said that the moment for him was when he went on an airplane and didn't have to ask for an extender.
That's
and
huge.
And he was like, he almost got tears in his eyes because no one else realized, like, was like, could realize how hard that was for him, but he was like, it was the coolest moment ever.
And I've been there before where I had to have a seatbelt extender, then I didn't need one for like my honeymoon, but now I'm back to where I need one. It's just barely, but man, if you're a big guy or big girl, you know that feeling like you bring up with Mackenzie and Chop's friend, that when you go from that to not needing it, it's like, wow, it's one of those non-scale victories. So
right.
Keeping it going, but that's the latest update. Down 8.6 pounds. There we go. It's Joe's Journey. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, 833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date or your significant other? This story is, I don't know, it gives me hope of being a dad one day if I have a daughter, because I am going to be the worst. A man in England embarrassed his daughter. I guess she had a new boyfriend, and he gave him a son-in-law material quiz. I guess he found it online. The quiz included questions such as, where do you see yourself in 5 years? See, I don't think that's a terrible question. It's a legit question to ask, not that embarrassing. Do you have a temper? I think it's a very good question to ask.
Yeah, no, I like that one.
What is your history with pornography?
Oh my gosh.
But do
like
you,
right off the bat?
Yeah, I guess he went right in. So how many women have you been with before you've been with my daughter? And will you be prepared to look after my beehive when I go on a holiday? Because I guess the guy is a beekeeper. So would that embarrass you, though? Like if somebody asked you that on the first date? Why?
I'm just thinking I would be like in the daughter's place. I would be mortified. You're just like finishing up, getting ready, maybe upstairs. I obviously assume you still live at home and your dad is asking these things. How many women have you been with about pornography and stuff?
Guys.
But as a dad, don't you want to know that kind of stuff?
I can top all of these by 100.
What happened?
Like my heart is already getting heavy and I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. So when my mom for the first time met my ex, my ex lived out of state and he came over and he was helping me pack and we were getting ready to move to San Diego. I told my mom it was just a friend helping me pack because she didn't even know that I liked guys at the time. So she kind of put two and two together. We were just getting ready to leave, and she goes, hold on, hold on, family meeting. So I told my ex, I was like, oh, you could go over there. She was like, no, he can come too. In the kitchen, me, her, and him, she whips out the Bible, like, and, like, starts telling us
what
how, like, you know, like, guys are supposed to be with girls and all that. I will say, I don't like to get religious or political on the show, but, like, she's, over the past 7 years, she's become more open. But, like, can you talk about, like, oh my gosh, terrifying the first time.
Were you
my
trying
mom,
to bolt out of there? What happened then?
That's exactly what happened. It was like, okay, mom, love you. Moving out of the house for good now. Bye.
Yeah.
And left.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah.
That's a good one to kind of set the tone this morning. Okay.
Okay.
833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date? Or maybe you are a parent and you're pretty darn proud of what you did. Taz, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's your story?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love you guys, first of all. I have special needs children, and they're starting to listen to you guys every morning.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Love you more.
But, yes, my son was in high school, and he was bad. He wouldn't stay in class. So I got tired of them calling me, so I told him I'd be up there. And I walked in their classroom with my pajamas, my rollers in my hair, my big flat slippers and my robe, and I sat right next to him, and I said, "Hi, I'm Damien's mom. What's up, guys?" And he was so embarrassed, and his girlfriend was right next to him, and I didn't know that. And yeah,
wow, that was probably a short-lived romance, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was like, "Is that your mom for real?" And he said, I don't know about her right now.
Oh,
that's insane.
That's
Taz.
A great story, though. You guys can share. Like, I love that.
833-563-2539. What did the parent or parents do that they just embarrassed the crap out of you in front of a date? Let's go to Jocelyn this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What happened?
So we had a family party for football, and I invited a guy that I liked, which we were just really cool friends. And he went off to the restroom, and some of the people who were there asked my parents who he was. And my dad's like, oh, I'm pretty sure he's like my future son-in-law or something. But right when he said that, my friend walked out of the restroom and heard that. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because he didn't even know that I liked him that way. I wanted to die.
And then what happened? Are you dating him now?
No. No.
Did that scare him away?
No, it just turns out that we weren't actually as compatible as I thought we were going to be, so.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. Dang it.
Hey, Jocelyn, thank you for calling in. We got some more calls I'll get to in just a second. What happened? How'd your parents embarrass you in front of a date? Also coming up, we've got your dummy of the day, so don't go anywhere. We're Joe and McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date? We want to hear the story. We're not going to judge too much. 833-563-2539. Chelsea, we'll kick it off with you. What happened?
Well, it was my senior prom, and my date came to my house to pick me up. I thought everything was fine. We were leaving halfway to the car, and then my dad comes on the porch and yells at him, "Bring my daughter the same way she left."
Oh, my gosh.
What did he mean? Like, don't chop you up into no, that's morbid.
Probably all things.
Yeah, Chelsea, we need to know. Whoa. Did he bring you back the same way he picked you up?
He tried not to, but I wasn't going.
Oh,
for
he
it.
Didn't.
So, yeah, he brought me back the same way I was.
He did not listen to your daddy. Mm. He tried.
No, he did not.
All right, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. She's like, yeah, you ain't going to get none of this.
Flip some pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Miranda, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What happened to you?
All right. So when I was little, probably like 6 years old, I, for some reason, decided that I wanted to shave my eyebrows off. Yeah, so that's pretty embarrassing, and I'm totally outing myself right now. But so that was around Christmas time, and so we had to go see Santa Claus with my eyebrows shaved off, and we got a picture taken, and now every Christmas that picture sits on top of the mantelpiece,
And every time I get a new relationship, that's the very first thing they include.
That is awesome.
Still bringing that one up, huh?
That is classic. There's a picture that my parents had done of my sisters and I, and it is horrific. I think they took each of our worst feature and emphasized them. We look like goblins. And same thing, like every Christmas, every time we get together, it's just like super embarrassing.
Oh, I thought those were Halloween decorations you had on.
No, it's hideous.
Hey, Miranda, thank you for calling in. We'll go to Hannah this morning at 833-563-2539. Hannah, what happened?
So I had been dating this guy for 2 months, and at my grandma's funeral, my dad just approaches this guy, hasn't met him or anything, and just goes, "So what do you love about my daughter?" Oh. No hi, hello, just what do you love about her?
I kind of dig that, though. I think that's kind of a sweet dad
at a
move.
Funeral?
Oh, my God, it freaked him out.
I'm sure it freaked him out.
Yeah, but I bet he wanted to be dead, too, at the time.
I know.
Jeez, Hannah, thank you for calling in. You don't think it's a little freaky if a guy's like, "So, tell me what you like most about my daughter. By the way, doesn't her grandma look beautiful?"
Well,
oh, yeah, the fact that it was at the funeral.
At the funeral, okay. But I think in general, I think that's kind of a sweet question from a dad.
So, okay. You kind of brought up a thing about your parents. One thing with my wife, Lindsay, which I love, 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 love that happened to her, is my wife, when she was younger, her aunt, I guess, maybe they still do, cut hair. And so she cut my wife's hair, but my wife had a baby mullet.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Like a bowl cut in the front, long in
the
back.
Yes, but like the way her, like my wife has an odd shaped head as a child, and the way it was shaped with the mullet in the back, it was like, it looked like a, like, you ever see pictures like people of Walmart?
Yeah.
It looked like my wife could have been on that profile.
Oh, Liz.
So when I saw that, like, and got to, like, start dating her, they showed me those, like, "Oh, let's show you some photos of Lindsay." And then she's cute. She's cute. I'm like, "What? What is that, a mutant baby? What happened?" Wait.
A mutant baby.
You kind of look like a mutant right now with your makeup
like,
on, Joe.
I love you calling other people out because we're the Box of Shame. You look so scary.
Well, thank you. Yes, if you missed it.
Scary beautiful.
I got my makeup done by everybody on the show. Gotta be honest, they're not that good at makeup. Coming up next, a guy tried to avoid a DUI, and he said, "You know what? An electric scooter doesn't count right." We'll tell you about his bar-hopping escapades after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So, I mean, this guy obviously committed a crime, but is he secretly a genius and should be let off the hook? Let's go down to Louisiana. A Louisiana man was arrested after stealing an electric-powered shopping cart from Walmart. Now, why did he try to steal this? Because obviously you can't take it, right? We know that's against the law. It's only for shopping in the store and then like actually getting to your vehicle.
And if you're out in a, like the West Coast, they won't let you take a cart out of the store. There's like an electric thing that stops it, or there's like a magnet system. It's crazy because people steal them all the time.
Well, maybe that'll happen in Louisiana. Well, the guy took the powered shopping cart from the Walmart to avoid getting a DUI. The man drove the motorized shopping cart over a half mile away, which I feel like is the whole battery, from one bar to another. So this guy was going out drinking. A deputy showed up at a bar after receiving a complaint about someone arriving in a shopping cart. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, we're here at Bob's Bar, and there's a dude here going around on his electric scooter. The deputy found the shopping cart parked between two cars in the bar's parking lot. He's like, awesome. "Oh, this will go perfect right here." The man told the deputy that he was at a different bar and thought that if he drove his car, he could get charged with a DUI. So he opted to steal the electronic scooter instead. He is in jail. His bond set at $2,500. So I guess he's still there.
While he tried.
I mean, listen, we hear all the time about people getting arrested on a lawnmower and getting a DUI. And I understand it does have a motor. But can we not let those slide? Like, if you're cutting grass and the blade's engaged, for sure, that's a big no-no. But if you're riding a lawnmower, or in this guy's case, an electric scooter, is that really that bad?
It depends where you're riding. I think if you could endanger other people, no, absolutely not. It's not okay. But if you're, like, doing circles in your own yard, I think we could let that slide.
Yeah, no kidding. Let the guy have some fun. All right, that right there is your Dummy of the Day here on Joe and McKenzie.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Now, I'm going to have some people say too soon. but I disagree. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that we are just mere weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I want you to get a little hungry and start thinking about this and call us at 833-563-2539. But yours, not what you think other people say, but what is your two things? Favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Ooh, got the answer.
And what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Like the main thing and the side thing, okay?
And what do you hate and veer from, like stay away from every year?
Well, I didn't ask that, but I feel like Mackenzie has something she will be glad to share with us.
I'm like,
all right, we're doing that in less than 10. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Malika here. Look. Look. I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans,
woo! Getting hungry!
Chicken,
it is Joe Mackenzie on the radio now. Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much for making us a part of it. And I know it seems early, but guys and gals, it's really not that far away from Thanksgiving. We're like three and a half weeks away. And I don't know about everybody else, like starting to make plans, figuring out what you're going
to
do.
Right. We have 3 weeks and a day to be exact, which is, that song is so intense.
It is.
It gives
Come
me
on.
Anxiety.
You made it. You made it.
Ah!
You made it. You made it.
There you go. It's a good one. Now, wondering, though, what for you, and you could join in the conversation, love to hear from you, 833-563-2539. I have two categories, and actually Mackenzie brought up a third. The categories we have are, what is your best main dish for Thanksgiving? Because there's other options besides turkey. What is your favorite side dish? And Mackenzie, before I get to those, you brought up something else, or at least you wanted to. What was your category?
The least favorite dish that you loathe every Thanksgiving, like you will steer clear of every year.
All right, well, let's go right off the bat to you. What is that?
I have two.
Wow. The
first one, no one's going to agree with. I hate stuffing.
Get out. Leave the room. How do you not like stuffing?
I don't know.
Stuffing is so good.
I hate the consistency. I just think it's like terrible for you. It's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
But people love it. I know. It's like soul food. I get it. It's comfortable. Comfort food.
Stuffing is just, it's the good stuff.
It's just not into it. And I also don't like the jarred cranberry blob that comes out of the jar.
I agree. That stuff is funky and gross to me. I don't mind cranberries, but like the goo, the flub, I'm not down with that.
And some part of it's like transparent. So like if you'll see the cranberry, and then on top it is like a layer of just see-through. It's like, what is that?
Okay. Now we've got the things we don't like, but let's make it a positive thing then. What is it for you? Let's do your favorite main dish and your side dish. A new survey found the most popular main course, I should say, and side dishes are as follows. Main course, people like turkey, ham, and chicken. I know turkey is Thanksgiving, but I don't like turkey, and it's not because tryptophan and it makes you tired. Turkey, no matter how moist it is still not that good to me.
Really? So you do ham?
I prefer ham over that. Yeah, my wife has a lot of ham around Thanksgiving, so I'll take advantage of that. Chicken? I don't think I've had a lot of chicken around the holiday.
I would feel weird. Honestly, I would feel weird having anything other than turkey. I mean, this is turkey's time to shine, if you will. Obviously, Thanksgiving.
Now, the most popular sides are stuffing, Mackenzie, mashed potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Oh, my gosh. As a kid, I never really appreciated sweet potatoes. As an adult, give me all the sweet potatoes.
All the sweet potatoes. Okay, I have to ask you guys, what pie flavor is your favorite? Do you like pumpkin pie? You like cherry pie? You like little apple pie? Do you like pie in general?
You guys are forgetting the best one. Now, I used to say pumpkin, and I still like that with a little bit of quip, but now for the best pie, I have to go with pecan.
Oh, yeah.
Pecan.
Maple.
Do not wrinkle your mouth or your nose, pork chop, when I say pecan pie. That stuff is the bomb.
Too nutty.
Too nutty.
When have you ever
He's
had a problem
never
with
said
nuts?
That in his life before.
No, pecan pie is delicious, and if you slept on it and thought it was too nutty, you have got to try it.
It is pretty delish.
So my dish always shocks everyone because I'm from New Jersey and there's a lot of Italians there, and I've
baked
lived
ziti?
All over the country. Yeah, baked ziti.
Oh,
that's
my gosh,
a must have
on Thanksgiving.
At every, it's like a part of Thanksgiving. At least I thought it was until I moved out of New Jersey.
So do you all do the turkey and then that's on the side, or is that like the main?
Oh, I mean, obviously turkey's the main thing, but right next to it is the baked ziti.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, different different cultures or ethnicities, they might have different sides too. No.
New Jersey.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm Polish, and sometimes we'd have like pierogies.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of an interesting thing too. Liv, are you guys kind of like just basic traditional? I feel like your family is very basic.
Yeah. Yes. There's like we don't do anything. Like, we have turkey. We don't have pasta. My favorite side dish is my mom makes these Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
get out of here.
No, hold on. These Brussels sprouts, and they have, then she puts real bacon
in it
with also these craisins with this balsamic glaze.
That sounds delicious.
So good. But yeah, that and turkey is basically the only thing I can eat.
Like, we have all the white people sides covered now. Boring, no seasoning, basic, mom, nothing good sides.
Kiki goes all out, as you can imagine. My mom is Martha Stewart. So once she gets creative, we have our basic, beautiful spread. And then she'll go like a little fun with the appetizers every year.
Okay.
She created these amazing, you would love these, Joe. They're like crispy cheese sticks wrapped in crispy bacon. It's just so good. I could eat like 100 of them.
I want to throw out my best side, 833-563-2539. That has to be green bean casserole. You got to make it crispy. I want it crispy.
Crispy on top. She makes that too.
I don't want the gooey, you know, it's like a booger. I want it to be crispy and good. And that's what I'll be down with. Let's go this morning to Angie. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What is the dish for you?
Well, for the dish, we never usually had turkey because my mom hates it. So we always done chicken. And I'm okay with that.
Would you, if I started one of those, like what is the thing where you go get, like, signatures, petition.org or whatever, would you and your mom sign it where we get rid of turkey as the official dish for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I think she would. We would.
All right, I'm going to start that because I think I could go viral for that. And in general, I think a lot of us do not like turkey. Do you like turkey, Mackenzie?
I love turkey.
I love turkey.
I do.
Okay.
Give me turkey over ham all day. Although my daughter does not like, she likes ham over turkey.
I like the Turk.
The what? Turk. We're down with the Turk.
Okay, you guys have no taste buds, but I could have told
you
that.
You know what me and my family do? Me and all my sisters and my mom, because we all cook together on Thanksgiving, we name our turkey.
We do too.
And people think that's weird.
No!
But
so
we,
sad.
And we alternate if it's going to be a boy or a girl each year. We'll
and
name it like
you have
Otis.
To look if it's little or big.
Exactly. If it's like a really big turkey, we'll name it like Gertrude or something.
That's fun.
No! We do it. It's funny.
It's cute.
Yeah.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Tell me I look pretty, dang it. Tell me.
You don't look pretty. You look stunning, doll.
Hot. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie, and we're talking about the makeup I'm wearing done by McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and Pork Chop. You didn't really do anything today. I'm disappointed in you.
What do you mean, I didn't do any makeup on you?
Yeah, you were supposed to be a team member and make me look beautiful.
I was filming.
Someone had to man Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look so good, though. We just leave that on the rest of the day.
Do you feel attracted to me?
I mean, yes.
Okay. Well, that's why we have a sexual harassment meeting on Monday.
I've never in my life, honestly, had anyone ask me that question. Like, do you feel attracted to me right now?
Okay, well, I didn't mean to make...
I feel like that was like, we should say that to more people.
I 1,000% agree. Just be direct.
Yeah,
like,
once
are you
again,
attracted to right
once
now?
Again, I feel like this is sexual harassment.
We should do that more often.
Excuse me.
That
do you feel...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you feel attracted to me?
That's what we should do. Everyone today, go up to someone you feel like is hot and just be like, are you attracted to
me
right now?
Are you attracted to me right now?
What if I'm like,
just
are
see
you,
what they say
are
and
you
let us know.
Sexually attracted to me?
Throw it out there.
This could be the best pickup line
yes.
of 2019.
Because if
You're
you
welcome.
Even have the slightest bit of swag and you go up to someone, I mean, that is so sexy to me.
That is the ultimate shooting your shot. Just
yes.
going up to someone and being like, are you attracted to me right now? And we only
and
have
wait.
A couple months left of this decade. So shoot your shot and use the line. Are you attracted to me right now?
I'm going to do it on a FaceTime date tonight.
Woo!
So is that all you got going on today?
That's all I have going on, Joe.
Okay. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going
no!
on today? That was your turn.
I had something else fun to say.
Say it.
I'm getting a wax, a Brazilian wax.
Ooh.
Okay.
I had a friend
Are you
pass
attracted
out.
To me? That's when you ask them when they're waxing it. I'm like, hey, are you attracted to me? Kelly Clarkson!
Ah!
Liv, what do
I'll
you got
you
going
know
on today?
I just have my other job, and yeah, It's basically just my other job. I'm going to be working there all day. I'm going to take a cycle bar class probably. And my boyfriend's going to the Pacers game and has really good tickets with his roommate. And I'm really jealous.
When you check people into a cycle, you should be like, are you attracted to me right now?
Chops.
Yes, my boyfriend is giving me a haircut today, and that's the highlight of my
day. Wow, with his shirt off?
Sure.
So you look up at him and say, are you attracted to me right now?
I think he'll say yes.
We should do it to one of us gets fired. It could be a fun game.
Yeah. Ironically, we just all signed up for our sexual harassment training.
All right. Well, I think we should probably make some way for Jules. I'm not going to ask her if she's attracted to me because I don't get fired again for sexual harassment.
But you have your makeup on, Miss Thing. You can do it right now.
I think she's into dudes. I don't know. I'll shoot my shot. Jules, get ready. I'm coming your way. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that. Let's get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.